finally here. Me and Zwick are going to be doing a live reaction podcast to the round one of the NFL draft 2024. Finally, it's here. Me and Zwick have been covering the draft feels like half the year now. So this is awesome. It's been too long. The way this is going to work is we're going to live react to every pick. We're going to pause our Zooms in between picks and then kind of give a brief analysis and breakdown of the pick as they happen. And we're going to be drinking the whole time. So this should get progressively more fun. Zwick is drinking a Michelob. I'll be cracking a Kona High. What is it called? Kona Big Wave. That's what we'll be drinking tonight.
Kona Big Wave.
Yeah.
Much more expensive than this.
Yeah. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait to get into it. But yeah, first we're going to pause here and let the Caleb Williams pick go through. And then just kind of start there. But yeah, so we'll be right back with, I'm presuming Caleb Williams, but maybe
surely it'll be Caleb Williams.
It will definitely be Caleb Williams. So yeah, let's pause real quick. Okay. The pick is in. Me and Zwick are guessing it's going to be Caleb Williams. I would be shocked if it wasn't.
It might be Caleb Williams.
We're waiting here to see. We're looking at Molly McGrath. She's wearing a pink, I guess, pantsuit, maybe? I guess.
It's jacket. I don't really know like what girls call those, but Caleb Williams, pink phone case.
Yeah.
If that pisses anyone off,
fuck you.
Suck. Yeah, fuck you.
Caleb Williams right now looks so unamused.
He does. I mean,
his parents look very happy. They're like smiling in the background.
Surprisingly, Bears only took 7 out of the 10 first minutes.
Yeah.
To pick.
Which is crazy. Usually,
they've been on the clock for 7 months now, so.
Oh, you might have just got the call. Oh, no. Oh. All right, the Bears are all high-fiving and dabbing
all
each other
in the front office.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Ryan Poles is kissing the head coach.
It's crazy that they're dabbing each other up as if this wasn't the easiest pick of all time. And
I was thinking about this today, and I was thinking, if the Panthers had this pick, say they didn't give up this pick to get Bryce Young, and they still had Bryce Young.
You got to take
Caleb. Based off Bryce Young's rookie season, would they take Caleb Williams?
I think they have to. They have to. Bryce,
all right,
clearly.
Here we go.
Oh, here we go. Boom, 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 boom. Goodell is speaking as we go.
All right.
Caleb Williams.
Hashtag the couch was right.
The couch was right. We called it. Wow. He's hugging his mom, whoever that baddie is.
Oh, that guy has a pink suit. Should we make fun of him?
Yeah. Well, folks, the Bears have their franchise quarterback in Caleb Williams. Great pick there for them. Man, this is the draft
Superstar.
Starts now, though. The draft starts now. The
draft really starts now.
So this will be interesting. I'm really interested in seeing who goes 2, who goes 3. This is where the fucking draft starts here, boys. So
yeah,
Zwick and I are going to pause it here. I don't think we have much more to say on this one, right?
Just, I would love to be a Bears fan because this guy's a star. I mean, best quarterback we've seen since a while. I'll say that. You could say Joe Burrow, Trevor Lawrence, Andrew Luck, a while.
That. Good for you. Good for you, Bears fans. Caleb. Oh, now Caleb's really screaming, hugging Goodell.
Oh, he's hyped.
He's hyped.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. So, good to see some emotion out of him. We're going to pause it, and we'll come back for pick 2. Well, there it is. Jaden Daniels is now a Commander. What a rise for him. Holy, I don't know. Ooh. Well, Jordan and Butsy should be really happy right now because that means they're going to get Drake May.
They have a chance to get Drake May, and they should be on the fucking moon. Because
I'm going to text them, actually.
In my opinion, you know, in a class where we don't have such an elite outlier in Caleb Williams, Drake May is a clear number one pick. But my God, they have the chance to get the second best quarterback and in any other draft, the best, probably, I would think, at pick number 3 in a stack where all 3 top teams need a quarterback. So this should be fun.
Yeah. If you started the season, the college football season, and said Jaden Daniels would be going number 2,
we'd say shut the fuck up.
So, he's dripped the fuck out right now. He's the best dressed, I think, so far.
Definitely best dressed so far. He looks
This is surprising, to say the least. I really think, I don't know. The Buttsy and Jordan should be ridiculously happy right now. Most Pats fans should be really happy. I mean, you can't be happy because if they take JJ McCarthy, that would be, I'm praying they take JJ.
Could they go Marvin Harrison here?
Oh, well, I think you take Drake May. He's the best. He's,
I think you take Drake
May. This is the dream. This is what you're dreaming for. Drake May.
This is literally like, this is like the best case scenario for New England.
They're showing 2019 highlights right now of Jaden Daniels. 2019.
Yeah, that's 2019, pre-COVID.
Pre-COVID.
Jaden Daniels throwing to Brandon Ayuk, who has been in the NFL for 3 years, playing against, guess who's Oregon Ducks? Justin Herbert. Isn't that insane?
Yeah, that's insane. So, crazy, crazy highlight there. But, yeah, Jaden Daniels, I feel like the reason he kind of dropped for me is I just feel like
He's reckless.
He doesn't know how to not get hit, and he doesn't have the body to stay non-injured. If he can be successful, I see him being very successful. Or if he can avoid injury, he can be very successful. Think Lamar Jackson. He's a Lamar Jackson-level runner.
It's almost like college was – like, this sounds really weird to say, but to me, it's almost like college was too easy for him because –
Well, the last season only, though.
He could escape whenever he wanted and pick up, it seemed like 15, 20 yards, like with his legs, and he didn't really have to make those difficult reads. He's not going to get away with that in the NFL. So
he also had one of the best offensive lines in the country at LSU, as well as he had Malik Nabers and Brian Thomas Jr.,
who are
two great safety valves. So, yeah, I feel like I don't want to talk too bad about him.
I hope he's an amazing player, but I don't like the pick personally.
Personally. Caleb was the right pick, though. So we're going to pause now. We're going to see what the Pats do here. Well, Pats fans, you guys, as there's a ridiculously old Pats fan screaming in the crowd right now. And Pats fans, you got your quarterback of the future. Now, you should not be seeing him this year. If they do it right, he should be sitting behind Jacoby Brissett. I'm a little bummed out because I do think Drake May is better than J.J. McCarthy. However, J.J. McCarthy will probably go to the Vikings, who have a fantastic core, and J.J. can go in there right away and be effective, whereas Drake is going to go to a pretty pitiful Pats team with no offensive line and no weapons, and he's going to have to really figure some stuff out. And I think a lot of people are going to say that, you know, J.J. was the better pick than Drake, but I don't know about that. I think Drake May... it's all about situation. I think he just went to a very bad situation for him.
Yeah.
We'll see if the Giants trade up and take JJ, then that's a different story. But good pick by the Pats. But now it's time to really build, unlike you did around Mac Jones. It's time to actually build and make something around this guy here and make it work, because Drake May does have the talent, and he can be awesome. But good pick for the Pats. They just need to actually fucking build around him.
Yeah, and I mean, amazing pick. I think he should have gone to, like we already talked about, I think Minnesota, now that they see this happening, is calling up the Giants at 6 right now and probably offering them a lot for that pick.
Yeah.
Because they know now that those 3 guys are gone, and which we kind of assumed they would be, but now that those guys are gone, they're probably offering 23, maybe even, 23 and 11 for 6 is my guess.
For sure. Now it's going to be interesting. Pick 4 is going to be Marvin Harrison Jr. for sure, but
got to be right.
Probably 5 probably isn't too interesting. I think
5 is where 5 is
5
well,
or 6.
5 is pretty, that's where it could go anywhere, cuz I think this is going to be Marv for sure.
Yeah, 4 is definitely going to be Marv.
Joe Alt, JC Latham, Malik Nabers, maybe even Odunze. If it's not one of those guys, I'd be very, very surprised.
Me too. So, we're going to pause and we'll see what the Cardinals do and go from there. But yeah, just if you're catching up, Caleb Williams went 1 to the Bears. Jaden Daniels went 2 to the Commanders. And now the Pats have selected Drake May. So he is the quarterback of the future in New England. All right. So we called that one. Marvin Harrison.
Maserati Jr. Marv.
Maserati Marv. Wait, so Zwick, are you 4 for 4 so far on your mock?
I am 4
fucking
for 4.
Go. I'm 3 for 4. All right, fucked up. I had Drake going too. Draft officially starts now.
Draft really starts now. I know we said it starts.
Said this every pick really as the beers are flowing. You're gonna hear some repeating, but God, that's a crazy picture of Marvin Harrison Jr.
Oh my God, that was a
he looks insane in that. But yes, Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to be a star, and I love this pick for Arizona. Kyler has an absolute fucking weapon. Arizona still has some work to do if they can grab a cornerback to come in, maybe. There's a lot of options.
Amari Lassiter, Nate.
That's who I was gonna say. I couldn't remember how to say his name.
Yeah.
But yes, that's who I'm expecting. I think that's who we have mocked going to Arizona. But yeah, if they could grab a cornerback, I think they have one of the better draft classes already with those two picks.
I mean,
Marv, he absolutely gamed the draft process, Wick.
He did. He grabbed it by the nuts. I mean, he was the best player. You could argue the best player in college football this year, him and Caleb Williams. So
yeah,
the fact that he went 4, crazy. You could say he's the best prospect in the class, but he's gonna be a star. So fun to watch.
Yeah. Fantastic pick by Arizona there. This makes it fun now. It's gonna be interesting to see if the Chargers trade out of this spot or who they end up taking.
Yeah.
I think Harbaugh should take J.J. McCarthy because he said J.J. was like the best.
Like, all right, we're going to have Herbert. Herbert and Jason yeah. and J.J. McCarthy QB competition.
Yeah, a little dual action quarterback type shit.
Justin Herbert wasn't the best quarterback of all time at Michigan.
Yeah, that's
according
true.
To Jim Harbaugh, J.J.
McCarthy.
According
to Jim Harbaugh. But yeah, the draft officially actually starts now for the fifth time. So we're going to pause and we're going to see who the Chargers take here.
First surprise.
All right, so there's the first surprise. I mean, is it really a surprise, though? Wow, Joe Alt does not look like he gives a single fuck that he just got drafted.
You, listen. Yeah. We'll be playing wide receiver for the Los Angeles Chargers.
Joe Alt will be playing wide receiver. Wow, so Joe Alt is great pick, first off.
I mean, stud.
I think it's the right pick.
Stud.
It's a Harbaugh pick. 100%.
They're going to have to move him to right tackle because they already have Rashawn Slater at left. I mean, I don't love it, but I'm never going to be upset about protecting your franchise quarterback.
Yeah.
Never a bad thing. So
this makes what the Giants have to do now very interesting. Because they can go. This could either be J.J. McCarthy or it could be Lee Neighbors or Rome Odunze.
God, I don't know. I think this is either Neighbors or McCarthy.
Really?
I don't know. Like, it's so difficult.
It's so fun, dude.
My mock has finally missed, though. Fortunately, now 0-1.
I actually think, I might have had Joe Alt going to. Let me pull up my mock here. Did we talk enough about Joe Alt?
No, we didn't. I hope he can play right tackle because I assume he's a fucking freak. I'm sure he can do it, but I assume they're not going to make Rashawn Slater move to right. And they'll put Joe Alt at right tackle. But this could be the best tackle duo in the league. Maybe even, in a while we've seen. This is Joe Alt and Rashawn Slater. These are two very good players, two very big, large humans protecting Justin Herbert. And they're going to run the fucking piss out of the ball this year. They have J.K. Dobbins, they have Gus Edwards, they have obviously Harbaugh now. And honestly, like, we're talking about they're going to run the ball so much. I like it seems like a scheme pick to me. It seems like, you know, if they're going to really commit to the running the football, why take a guy like Neighbors or Odunze when you can get a guy who's really going to help you out schematically?
Yeah, I agree. They have the worst receiver room in the NFL, I think.
Is it worse than the Chiefs? It may not even be the worst.
It might be the Steelers, Chiefs.
It's worse. The Chiefs have Marquise Brown now and Rashee Rice. Well, maybe Rashee Rice.
Maybe Rashee Rice. It's up there with the Steelers. Steelers are pretty bad,
Steelers
too.
Steelers is pretty bad, too. Yeah. I think.
The Giants pick is in. I think this is, it's a quintessential Harbaugh pick here.
Yeah, very good Harbaugh pick. Harbaugh's mitts in. You know, grubby fingers all over it. So,
yeah, I think, I mean, I'm glad that they're finally trying to protect Herbert because he's not shy of getting injured himself. He was injured the last two seasons straight, and he's such a dog, and he played through him. But
he's so fun.
You got to protect your franchise quarterback.
If you are out there and you hate Justin Herbert, you are such a weirdo.
Yeah.
He's the man.
So it sounds like Schefter just came on and said that it sounds like they're going to be going wide receiver here, the Giants. So
I think it's Neighbors.
I think it might be Rome, but
actually, I kind of like Rome. I think Rome's a better fit for New York just because they have Jalen Hyatt, who is
speedster out of Tennessee.
Exactly. It's that speedster take the top off, and Rome is kind of more like a alpha X kind of player. So I think they would complement each other well. I don't think you can go wrong, though, if you go with either one of them.
Yeah. They're showing JJ right now. He looks very happy and laughy. So I wonder. I almost wonder if he just got
passed on him or they got picked.
Yeah, it could be it. He has a sick Rolex on. He looks very handsome.
Yeah. NIL
Rolex on his wrist right now. I'm trying to see here. We'll take a quick break and come back when the Giants actually announce their pick. So the Giants are trying to go fast. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to go fast.
Jalen Hyatt and Malik Nabers is a scary duo.
Yeah. That's a fast duo.
I think Odunze would have been a better fit to complement Hyatt, maybe, but you can't go wrong with two guys who can take the top off. I mean, this is a guy who has like Jamar Chase type potential. I mean, he's a very, very special player. His chain says leak on it. I wonder what that means.
Malik.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, Leak? we shout out Malik, our boy who used to be on the pod as well. We called him Young Leak.
Young, okay, all right, Leak. I've never heard that before, but
yeah, this is gonna be just fucking crazy. Absolute.
Who is throwing to them? Is it Daniel Jones? I guess it's gonna be
Daniel. Could be it could be Drew Lock.
It could be Drew Lock.
So
all right, sorry guys, fans.
Yeah, sorry to Malik Nabers more than anything. He's going to have to deal with that. Rome's going to have a little bit of a drop here.
I think Rome is going to slide. I think.
Yeah, Rome slides. God, I think. No look at the. He slides past the Titans, Falcons for sure. I'm hoping he goes to the Bears.
I think he might go at 9.
I think he goes to the Bears, but it sounds like recently that the Bears are looking defense. So I don't know.
We'll see. Next two are honestly these next three and then 11 or 10 will be New York and then 11, 12, 13 will all be three teams who could go McCarthy, Penix, maybe like Bo Nix, but we'll see. These next should be fun though.
Yeah. So if the Titans stay put here, I think they're taking Oliama, what's his name? Fashanu off the tackle out of Penn State.
I don't hate that.
I think they're going offensive tackle here, but they need to stay put first. 100%. I think they're just going to shore up around Will Levis. I don't see what else they do, unless they go Dallas Turner. But
they have a hole at right tackle. They're showing Jamar Chase highlights. That's fun.
Yeah,
but you could go receiver here. You could go Odunze. You could go Bowers here. I don't hate Bowers here, but
that'd be fun.
I think you got to protect Will Levis. You got Calvin Ridley. You still have DeAndre Hopkins. I think they're okay, at least in the short term, at wide receiver, and they can go offensive tackle would be my guess.
Especially, he's not great, but they do have Chigozie Okonkwo
he's kind of.
It's not a reason to not draft Bowers. Great name. It's not a reason to not draft Bowers, but I think.
Yeah.
I don't know if he goes so. We're going to see a Bowers drop, and we're going to see a Odunze drop here a little bit, especially if Odunze goes past 9. I'll be a little surprised. So we'll take our break here and then wait for the Titans pick to come in.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. That sucks because I wanted him to go to the Steelers, but
I wanted him to go to the Bengals, but okay.
But okay. They clearly did their research. J.C. Latham was a late riser coming out of the combine, and that begins the drop for Oliama Fashanu here out of Penn State. You should come home, Oliama. We'll take you over in Pennsylvania and the Steelers. So, so we kind of figured this was going to happen here with the Titans. If they stayed put, we assumed they were going tackle here. So they're really shoring up the offense around Will Levis. This is a make or break Will Levis year. I guess. So
Definitely.
Good pick here by the Titans. We sort of expected them to take, like, I had them taking, I had them taking, what's it called? Oliama Fashanu. I don't know who you had on your mock, but
I believe I had Bowers here, which I guess was a little weird, but
yeah. Interesting.
I like it for Tennessee. I mean, they have a hole at right tackle. They need to right. They have Peter Skoronski at left, I believe, and they just cut the old Eagles tackle Andre Dillard, I think. So they have a hole. They have their potential franchise guy in Levis, and they need to protect him. They got weapons this offseason. I think if they didn't sign Calvin Ridley, they'd probably go Odunze here.
Yeah,
but they have the weapons. Tajay Spears, I really like. I know he's no Derrick Henry, but he's a different type of player. And I think that, you know, this can be an underrated offense if Levis can put it together.
Yeah, I agree. This is the make or break for fucking, what's it called, for Will Levis. So
for
not
Levis.
a huge fan of him, especially because he went to Kentucky.
Oh,
damn! And
big
JC
hug
Latham
for the
is just picked up Roger Goodell. He probably just
I
wished
heard
he was
that.
Here. Don't
I
ever
heard that
fucking.
Goodell got back surgery.
Are you
Like a
serious?
couple weeks ago, and they weren't sure if he was going to be able to like give out like the big hugs. So
Oh, well, JC
I guess
Latham
they're
just.
just fucking doing it anyway.
Yeah,
But
JC Latham just picked him up, too. That's crazy. So.
Oh, wow. Falcons pick was in fast.
What? Apparently, the Falcons are considering a quarterback at number 8.
What?
What the hell?
Okay,
The
I mean,
Falcons are officially the dumbest
oh wow.
franchise ever if they select a quarterback. Why is there a kid in their draft room?
I mean, they just gave
Schefter said this is the first stunning pick of the night here. So,
oh, does Schefter already know? Like before it gets announced, do you think?
I don't know. He
That's
must know something. This is
he definitely knows something. What
this
the
is
fuck?
so scary.
I mean,
Right
that's
now.
Weird. That's like,
it sounds like they're going Michael
Cousins
Penix
4 year,
here.
180 million.
Yeah. Wait, they're going to sit Michael Penix behind Kirk Cousins. Michael Penix is going to be
They know
30.
how old Michael Penix
Yeah.
is.
All right. So, all right. This is.
Okay, this will be fun.
I really hope it's JJ McCarthy, dude. I
That
really
would be
hope.
wild.
That would be so fucking funny if JJ McCarthy goes. If the Viking.
I mean,
this is just chess.
I guess if they want to sit McCarthy like 2 to 3 years behind Cousins and they doesn't finish out his contract.
Yeah. It's just such a funny. Like for the Vikings, it's so funny for them to lose Cousins
this is
and
interesting.
JJ to the Falcons if that's what it is.
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, Schefter said it's something crazy, so I'm really interested.
Maybe it's like maybe they just get fucking the Avengers at weapons and they get Odunze and they'll have like Odunze, London, Pitts, Bijan.
Oh my God, JJ's smiling. Oh, this is weird, dude.
I goes before McCarthy. That'd be pretty wild.
His girlfriend is JJ McCarthy's girlfriend, or if that's his sister, I can't tell. Whatever girl sitting next to him is fucking jacked, dude.
Oh my
She's got
God,
some
she's
biceps
massive.
on her. She's huge. Good for her. Wow. So we don't know who this is going to be. Let's pause and we'll come back with this insane pick. Oh my God.
Holy shit.
Michael Penix Jr. is
What
going to
the
be a
fuck?
30-year-old rookie.
Okay, so so Michael Penix Jr. is how old? I think he's 23 right now.
He's 23.
It'll be
So he'll
24 when the season starts.
You'll be 27 probably by the time Kirk Cousins retires.
So Kirk Cousins is on a 4 year, $180 million contract.
They just wasted this pick, dude.
I wonder if they're thinking maybe Cousins only plays 1 to 2 years of it and then they cut him.
So JJ is going to Minnesota, clearly, because 9 is Chicago, 10 is New York
no one
Jets,
else
and
is
then
a
11 is
quarterback.
Minnesota.
I mean,
Wow.
I get it. Jets could take a quarterback, but I kind of doubt it. I mean, the
What
Jets
the
taking a
fuck?
quarterback makes more sense than the Falcons taking a quarterback, in my opinion.
Yeah.
That is bizarre. All right, so we
That's
have our first big stunner of the draft.
What the hell?
That is wild. I saw a Bleacher Report alert this week that said Penix linked to Falcons at 8. And I kind of was like, okay, like that's not actually going to happen. Like this is just draft buzz. And
Wow.
Here we are. And you told me that McCarthy or Penix would go before McCarthy, I'd probably laugh in your face. This is a shock.
This is a huge shock. I can't believe this just happened. Really, now I'm praying Rome goes to Chicago. But Holy fuck. I don't think any of us would have guessed Michael Penix to
I mean,
Atlanta. That kind of made the whole draft worth it at this point.
This has to be Rome here at nine, right?
I think so.
I don't know.
Oh, the pick is there. Quickly in from Chicago.
That would
so
be quick.
Yeah, so it's not, it feels like it'll probably be Rome here. Wow, I can't get over
but
the
what
fact that
that's so crazy.
Knicks just got drafted by Atlanta. What is Atlanta doing?
Kirk Cousins is feeling right now.
That was a waste of a pick. No, I think it feels weird because I love Michael Penix. I think he's going to be good. I think he's going to be good. The reason I say it's a waste of a pick is because you just signed a new quarterback to a four-year contract, and
they
Penix
must
is
be really high on
older. They must be really high on him. I love Michael Penix. I really hope this works out because I love him a lot.
I mean,
I'm just saying it's a waste of a pick because they could have gotten they could have gotten someone better, I think, or
lefty
someone
on
who was more
athletic
useful.
quarterback. Where have we seen this before?
Yeah. So
We'll see. I hope I'm wrong.
I hope I'm wrong too. I love Penix. He was one of my favorite players to watch all
he
year.
is extremely accurate with the ball. He's very fun to watch. There's no doubt about it.
Well, I think that means JJ clearly goes to
JJ seems like a Viking, right?
Yeah.
I bet you Denver is calling Minnesota
Yeah,
right now.
I bet you Denver. No, I don't think they trade with each other. I bet you Denver is calling the Jets and trying to get the
Yeah,
Jets to trade back.
that's true.
That would be my guess. I
And I
don't
bet the
think.
Jets would do it because I bet the Jets could still get Bowers at 12.
Yes.
We'll see.
Yeah, it seems so. Kuyper's saying that the Raiders really wanted Penix at 13.
So
And
interesting.
Denver maybe that. Wow, that was a shock, truly. Not that Michael Penix isn't great, just didn't expect him to go to a team with an established quarterback already. We're gonna
I
pause
think,
and then
yeah.
we'll come back with the Bears. Let's go. This is the
Roma
I'm
Dunze.
so fucking excited for this, dude. Rome Odunze goes to the Bears. Let's fucking go, dude. I think this is my favorite pick of the draft.
This is a slam dunk.
So far. This is amazing. I
Chicago.
wanted this so bad.
I mean, Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, Rome Odunze, DeAndre Swift, Caleb Williams. Man,
This is
if you're Caleb Williams, you can't fail. Like
Josh Allen, this is a bad
cannot
example,
fail
but
this.
Josh Allen just got a Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
It's a bad example, but you know what I'm trying to say here.
Exactly. This is
This is
wow. I mean,
this is
I
a
don't
10
even
out of
know
10
if.
pick. Oh, trade alert.
Oh.
The Jets just traded their pick. Let's see.
Trade to Minnesota. Okay.
Whoa.
Here we
So
go.
Minnesota's going to
McCarthy.
grab JJ.
Okay. So did
who
they
are they afraid
do
of?
this?
Why are they afraid of this?
Did they really need to jump?
I
Wait.
don't get that. I don't get this. So
Still says Minnesota has 11. There's no way they kept 11 still. I assume that just hasn't updated yet.
Yeah, this is weird.
Okay.
So Minnesota going to get to New York Jets spot at 10. It does not say for who.
But this, I mean, they had.
I mean, they're clearly going JJ. I don't get.
Was New York gonna? Were the Jets gonna take McCarthy?
There's no. Well, no, they wouldn't have traded the pick if they're gonna take McCarthy.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah. What?
So they must have been afraid of.
Okay, so the Jets have 11. It's just updated. So Minnesota at 10, Jets at 11, Denver at 12 still.
Wait, so they swapped picks? They just went up one spot.
So they went up one spot.
What the fuck? That doesn't
Why?
make sense at all.
Okay, well, let me. I wonder how much
Whoa.
it costs to move up one pick.
What the hell?
I mean, the Jets probably don't give a fuck. They probably just got like, I don't even know, like maybe like a third or like a fourth for this.
This is
Maybe
so, I'm so
even
confused.
less.
I do not understand. I don't understand Minnesota trading up one pick. That is really confusing to me. And also, they've taken 5 minutes so far to make this pick, but it sounds like it's going to be JJ. Very
Yeah.
weird. It's already starting to be wacky. Rome, though, we got to talk about him.
Yes.
This is a 10 out of 10 pick.
He complements Keenan Allen and DJ Moore so well. I mean, he is the go up and get the football kind of guy. Keenan Allen is the best route runner on the team. He will make anyone miss in the short game. And DJ Moore is the deep threat. He will burn you. He will run past you. He'll stretch the field. They have sort of all three kind of archetypes of receivers on their team. It's going to be dangerous. I would hate to be a corner in this division. I mean, I'm already betting Caleb Williams passing yards over for the season.
He has a chance to set the single season passing record for the Bears pretty easily.
Yeah, it's like 200 yards for the whole
year. it's literally nothing. So, wow. It's going to be weirdly him and JJ McCarthy in the race for rookie of the year, maybe. Marvin Harrison Jr., JJ McCarthy, and Caleb Williams, I think.
We're going to have, two rookie quarterbacks potentially in the same division.
I cannot figure out why the Vikings traded up one pick with a team that wouldn't draft JJ McCarthy.
Maybe the Jets fooled Minnesota into thinking they were going to take McCarthy. And they were never going to take him, actually, and they just wanted like a Bowers or something. I could see the Jets taking a receiver too. I know the best three just went off the board, but I guess it's a little high for Brian Thomas, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I'm stumped.
This is interesting.
Really. I also wonder what the trade entails. Going up,
I want to look on Twitter, but I don't want it to get spoiled.
I'm on Twitter and no one knows anything right now. So Vikings traded number 11, a fourth round and a fifth round to the Jets for number 10 and pick number 203.
Okay. All right.
Wow.
That makes sense.
That's
why though? Who what are they cooking here?
I'm not sure what they're cooking at all. Wow. So I guess someone just responded to me on Twitter and said, it sounds like they did the trade to make sure that Denver or Vegas didn't jump them by trading to the Jets.
Oh yeah.
So they did it like a block basically.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. So shout out Arthur Blank on Twitter. Thank you for that, Arthur. Well, we're going to pause real quick so I can respond to Mr. Blank, and then and then we'll react to, I guess, this pick, which is going to be JJ McCarthy, I'm assuming. Well, the most one of the second most obvious picks, I guess. JJ McCarthy is a Minnesota Viking. Wow. So
they traded up to get him. They sent a fourth and a fifth and got back, well, they and 11 and got back 10 and 203. I think this is a great move for the Vikings. They jumped the Jets to make sure Denver, Las Vegas doesn't jump them themselves. Get McCarthy. I mean, this is a perfect landing spot for him. Talk about a guy who needs maybe a year to develop and has maybe the best weapons in the league.
Yeah. And Jefferson, a great offensive line.
Hawkinson, Addison, great offensive line. I mean, this is a slam dunk for Minnesota, I think. This is one of my favorite picks so far. Just based off, like, JJ McCarthy isn't one of my favorite players in the draft, but just based off fit, this is like, I think this is a dream scenario for him and the Vikings, honestly.
Yeah, and the Vikings were very vocal about what they were going to do. They went out there and they did it. And I mean, oh, wow, the Jets pick is already in. So it looks like I wonder if the Jets take Bowers here.
I think it has to be Bowers. And
so history has just been made, by the way, Zwick. We're at pick 10 without any defensive players. We have never gone past pick 8 without there being a defensive player picked. So this is absolutely crazy.
This draft is literally a fantasy draft. It's absurd.
Yeah, it actually is. JJ, we'll see it. He's young. He's 21. He's gonna be able to sit behind Sam Darnold as well.
Talking about a guy with the high ceiling, he has, you know, his ceiling could be just as good as a guy like Drake May.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hearing a lot that like a lot of scouts just kind of think he's gonna be Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy would be exactly what the Vikings need. So, a guy that can get the ball to the stars. You know.
Yeah. That's Brock Purdy's specialty.
Yeah, so very, very good pick here for the Vikings. We'll pause and we'll let this Jets pick be announced.
Okay.
Wow, so the drop continues. They take Olamua Fashanu. Sorry, I butchered that. This was the right pick to make.
This is a good pick.
This is the right pick to make.
They have Morgan Moses on the left tackle. And they have Tyron Smith Morgan Moses at left, Tyron Smith at right, I believe. And they're both at least 33 years old. So Janu could be the franchise tackle, left or right. They're going to have to protect Rodgers. That's number one if they want to go all in. I think Rodgers got maybe 1 to 2 years left. So I honestly like this pick. I thought it would be Bowers personally, but I don't – like I said, you can't go wrong with protecting your franchise quarterback.
Absolutely. I think Brock Bowers goes to Denver for sure.
I don't know. Dude, like,
I think so.
Yeah. I guess they don't really have a –
they don't have anything. Really, they could draft literally anything here.
They have Greg Dulcich.
Yeah.
But they don't really have a quarterback either, I guess.
Oh, the pick is in already for Denver. So
they could go Knicks here.
That would be insane if we got like six quarterbacks in the first round.
It seems like a reach to go Knicks here, I assume.
That would be crazy. This makes me feel better about the Steelers.
Yeah. I'm excited for the Bengals pick. We're only six away.
Yeah. Wow, so great pick here. They're going to protect Rodgers, which is – this was like the logical pick.
Yeah, and Bowers was the sexy pick.
Yeah, so we'll take a break here and then come back with what the Broncos have to – see what the Broncos are doing. Oh, no. The Broncos just got Bo Nix. Oh, my God.
And okay, people are cheering. Six quarterbacks in the top 12. Literally half of the picks have been quarterbacks.
I've never seen anything like that before.
This is absurd. I would assume that's the last one in the first round. It has to be.
Yeah, but that is absolutely crazy.
I mean, wow. You have to think they wanted McCarthy, but they didn't have the ammo to trade up with New York. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't even know how to feel about this because it was so unexpected.
I think you could have waited back. I think you could have waited around here to get Bo Nix. I don't know if you needed to take him this early, but I don't think they have a lot of other picks.
Yeah, that's my thing. I wonder if the Raiders would have considered him at 13 if they didn't take him. So
the drop of Brock Bowers is really happening right now, which is crazy.
Yeah, seriously, it's almost there are 13. I don't think Bowers will go at 13 because they have Michael Mayer from last year.
Yeah.
I guess
he's probably not going to New Orleans, right?
I mean, you never know, really. I think he could go 15 to the Colts, though. I'd be surprised if he made it past.
I like that one. Anthony Richardson passing to Brock Bowers is nuts.
Yeah, I would be surprised if he made it past the Saints and the Colts. I mean, you never know. I guess the Raiders could go double tight end with Mayer and Bowers. It's not like Mayer really panned out his rookie year, so I guess Dallas Turner is still on the board. We got to remember that too.
Well, the pick is in right away for the Raiders.
I don't know, because I don't think this will be Dallas Turner, because I think they took Tyree Wilson last year. They still have Max Crosby.
Yeah. This is Bo Nix's his room looks like the Purge. All white people except for his one that story of his friend that they like. They just have like that brotherhood.
You're thinking of the wrong movie.
What? Not the Purge. What's that movie with all the Get Out? Yeah, he looks like Get Out, dude. It's like Southern white folk.
What's the dude's name? Jordan.
Yeah, Jordan Peele. Peele. Jesus Christ, not Jordan Peele.
No. Yeah.
The beers are hitting, guys. I'm sorry.
Correct.
Yes. Scary. The best scary day of the room. Year. Yeah. Best day of the year. Wow. I don't know. I don't know if I like this pick. I'll be honest with you. I think you and I watched Bo Nix enough at Auburn.
I think he played 5 years of college football. So,
yeah.
I mean, there's no doubt he's experienced. There's no doubt.
Yeah, that's the one thing he does have.
He has a very, very strong arm. He got picked. He was a sixth quarterback, and he's the oldest. So that's not exactly a good sign.
Yeah.
But
where do you think Michael Pratt out of Tulane goes?
I don't see him going for at least two rounds.
I know, it's crazy.
I mean, there's going to be a huge drop off now. I mean,
there's not going to be another quarterback.
First, second, third, eighth, 10th, and 12th are all quarterbacks. It's absurd.
Yeah. We've never seen anything like this. Any thoughts on where, I guess, I don't know where the Raiders go here.
Perfect draft to be a Steelers or the Bengals.
Yeah, you have for real.
Mid-round pick. Six of the top 12 have already been quarterbacks to teams that don't need quarterbacks.
Yeah.
This is perfect.
So the Vegas is dropping their pick right now, so we'll go right into it. Let's see. The Raiders are going to select.
Brock
wow. So the
Bowers.
Raiders grab Brock Bowers.
Okay, so I was wrong.
But I love it. Damn, Brock's got a black and white house. That's crazy. His interior is Raiders colors. yeah. Nice suit on Brock Bowers, too. I didn't know he could dress
Brock
like that.
Brock
is fitted up
okay,
right now.
So they have Minshew. It looks like they're going to roll with a bridge, another bridge quarterback for Raiders this year,
yeah.
Minshew. I mean,
or
Brock,
Aiden O'Connell.
Davante Adams. Yeah, or Aiden O'Connell.
Brock should shave his head.
Yeah, he should. Yeah. Brock might need to give it up.
Yeah.
But it seems like they don't really believe in Michael Mayer, maybe? This is an interesting one.
Bowers, I think, is better than Michael Mayer the first day that he steps on the field.
Yeah, I agree. But it seems like they wasted a high pick with Mayer last year. But all in all, Brock is an amazing prospect. The best tight end since Kyle Pitts. There's no doubt about it. His yak is unbelievable. He can catch the ball anywhere on the field. He can run any route. He's basically a glorified, very large slot wide receiver who can also block. So
a little bit of blocking, not 100%, but a little bit.
Yeah,
he gives effort in the blocking area. He's a tad bit undersized.
He is a little undersized, but I mean, you can't go wrong with adding a guy like this.
No, you cannot. I love Brock Bowers. Like you said, the yak is absolutely elite. I think he's going to be awesome. I like this pick. His girlfriend, one of the girls there, has an insane leg tattoo sleeve.
Oh, wow.
Are you seeing that? I thought she's wearing tights. That's a ridiculous leg sleeve. That's cool. Yeah, damn, good pick there. I hope they get someone to actually throw him the football. But I think the Raiders here were just like, we got to go best available, and Brock was clearly.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, if you at the start of the college football season, if you told me that Brock Bowers was not going to, like the start of the season, you thought it was Caleb Williams 1, Brock Bowers 2. It was really.
Yeah.
Really kind of how it went, and now he's dropped to 13. So, and we've gone 13 picks without a defensive player. I do think the Saints change that. I think it's going to be
it's Dallas Turner here.
Dallas Turner or Byron Murphy, I think, out of Texas. So,
I can see Byron Murphy. I hope Bengals to get him, but
yeah. Oh, so yeah, well, the pick is not in yet, but we're going to pause and then come back when we get the pick. Oh my God! The offense is never ending.
Will we see a defensive player drafted
in the round one? This is insane. Good
this
pick.
Absurd.
It's a good pick
great
for the
pick.
Saints. Yeah, great.
This
pick.
This is a great pick. I mean, they needed protection. I think they had bigger needs though. I would have liked Dallas Turner, Terron Arnold here, but I mean, can't go wrong with protecting your quarterback, like I'll always say, but. I mean, Derek Carr. I don't know. I just feel like everyone hates Derek Carr.
Yeah, but he also takes a lot of sacks, so you kind of
does
do need to protect
sacks.
him.
Yeah, and he's very versatile. He can play guard as well as tackle, too. Little salty about this because I was hoping the Bengals could get him at 18, but I'm not too upset about it.
Yeah, I think this is a great pick. A little surprised that they're not going defense here. I have no idea what the Colts are doing now.
Yeah, this is a wild one. I think this could be
literally anything. It could be O-line, it could be receiver, it could be
I think it'd be corner maybe.
Yeah, it could be. So, I think Quinyon Mitchell or Terron Arnold here.
I think so too. I like Mitchell here.
I'm really excited for our teams cuz the way that this is shaping up is we might get exactly what we're looking for here.
I know. Oh my God, so close.
So, yeah, good pick by the Saints. We're going to pause, and then we'll come back with the Colts pick.
Ooh, okay.
Whoa.
Latu.
Wow, I did not expect that. What a pick for them. That's awesome. Great
Fun
pick.
Fun fact about Latu, he medically
retired
from
yeah.
football. I believe it was 2 years ago with a neck injury.
Yeah.
Now he's back. So, this guy, he's really fun to watch. He is an insane motor. He is so good getting off the ball. He's so quick with his hands, quick to get hands on and strike on the tackle. He's a very, very fun player to watch. I'm surprised he slid this far, and I think that if there wasn't like six quarterbacks taken in the first 12 picks, he would have went higher. But, man, like Latu is a very, very good player. He's a good match. He can match up well with, you know, DeForest Buckner, Kwity Paye. I actually like this pick for the Colts. First defensive player off the board at 15 is absurd.
I did not think it was going to be Latu off the board. I actually thought he was going to drop a little bit just because of the medicals, but he has the highest, dare I say, the highest ceiling of
Yeah,
a lot of these
100%.
edge rushers just because he's so good. It's just you got to worry about the injuries, but if they think if I mean if they're taking him at 15, they think he's good to go, and I think so too. I love this pick here.
I'm very surprised he went before Dallas Turner.
Me too. I did not expect
Very
him to go
surprised.
here. So
I think there's
it's got to be
no
Dallas Turner to Seattle, right?
way Seattle passes on Dallas Turner, right?
Yeah, it's got to be
They
Dallas
don't
Turner
need
to Seattle.
corners. They don't need, I
So
mean,
this
they
sets
don't.
Cincinnati up for Byron Murphy pretty nicely, unless
This
Jacksonville
does. I
takes him.
really want Byron Murphy. I think this, I mean, Seattle has to get Dallas Turner here.
They
They
have to.
don't need corners. They don't need receivers. They don't need offensive tackles. They don't need, I mean,
If
it
they
has
pass
to.
on Dallas Turner, then I don't want him. There's something wrong then.
Yeah, someone knows something, and I will find out. Unless the
Yeah.
Bengals take him, then he's the GOAT.
That's a very good point. So yeah, great pick here by Indianapolis.
I
Was
really
not
like this
expecting
pick by
that.
the Colts.
But yeah, we're gonna pause and we'll come back with Seattle's pick.
What the fuck? What the
Wow.
fuck, Seahawks?
What
Fuck you guys.
happened with Dallas Turner?
I don't, I mean, I know he has some character issues, but
Apparently more than
Byron Murphy got arrested like 2 weeks
yeah,
ago.
Byron Murphy was fresh
We
out of jail right
fucking
now.
act like this guy is the fucking angel. Like, I'm mostly mad because I wanted the Bengals to get him. What the fuck?
No, this was, I mean,
Okay.
this was a good pick. We thought they were gonna go Dallas Turner.
Very good pick. I can't believe Dallas Turner is not off the board yet. I wonder if Jacksonville doesn't really need edge rusher. I wonder if the Bengals will get Dallas Turner. That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to touch him at this. Oh, trade alert.
Oh.
Oh, here we go. Jacksonville is trading their pick to
Show us Minnesota.
Minnesota. What the
What
fuck?
the fuck?
The
Okay,
fuck,
all right.
Minnesota?
What the fuck's going on? Oh my God.
Wow.
Minnesota's gonna get Dallas Turner, aren't they?
Minnesota is gonna no.
Oh
What
my
the fuck is
fucking
Minnesota
God.
doing here? Wow. Oh, and the pick is in right away. So
Okay, so it's Dallas Turner.
it's got to be Dallas Turner. Wow. What a
100%.
pick for Minnesota here. If it is,
They just fucking jumped the Bengals, or I
that
guess
is,
the Knights too.
that's so funny. I'm sorry, Zwick, but that's
Oh,
you have to admit that's
God,
like
who the fuck are the
objectively.
Bengals taking now?
That's kind of insane.
I actually have no idea who they're going to take now. Like, there was
Yeah.
no one else I really wanted besides, like,
I can't believe that just happened on live. That
besides
was
Murphy, Latu, Dallas Turner,
you gotta go
Waga.
O-line then. If you take Mims, I'm gonna be pissed.
I don't know. I'm not really excited about Mims. Like, I like Mims, but
I kind of
if the
think
injury's wrong, they're gonna.
I don't know if it's receiver time, because then you can just get the lineman at late in
I
the
guess
second
they
round.
could go receive. They could go T. Higgins replacement.
Yeah.
Oh
Byron Murphy's awesome,
my
by the way. We didn't talk enough about him,
God.
but
No,
he
Byron
is.
Murphy is awesome. He is a freak. He's a little undersized, but he does this. I don't know if you've seen this. He does this really weird fucking thing where he'll like get on all fours while he's getting double teamed and like almost like crawl through the double team or like around it. And it shouldn't work, but it does, is how I'll explain it. It's
Yeah.
freaky to watch. I'm not sure if it'll work in the NFL. I mean, obviously college guards are worse than NFL guards, but it is really fun to watch. I'll say it like that. It is very unique. I've truly never seen it before, but nevertheless, he's a very, very good player, very good run stuffer up the middle. And you know, the Seahawks run defense was terrible last year, so.
It was. All right. Roger is here. Let's hear what he has to say about the Vikings.
Tell us, Roger. Please,
Okay.
or please don't be Dallas Turner. Yeah. Fuck!
Yeah, Dallas Turner goes to the Vikings.
Fucking,
All right.
oh my God,
So
dude.
this the draw. Wow. Did the Vikings just win the fucking draft? I think they might
Dude,
have.
the Vikings are cooking.
This is crazy.
Vikings are cooking. Wait.
Oh, what the? Oh.
Huh?
The
No, I think
music
that
just
was it.
played late. That was all. They were all confused.
Okay.
I'm kind of confused on who the Vikings are traded exactly for this pick, but
Yeah, I'm sure
they
Schefter
really
will.
made some moves here. So the Vikings has not said. Okay. Wow. So are you ready for this, Wick?
If you saw the Bengals pick, don't tell me.
No. Are you ready for the trade?
Oh, yes, I'm ready.
The Vikings traded pick 23, a fifth round pick, a 2025 third round pick, and a 2025 fourth round pick for the first round pick.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. So,
I mean, to get a really, really good player, though, I mean, a player that simply should not have fallen this far. So,
well,
I don't think
there's got to be a reason. There's got to be a reason.
Yeah, I don't know. It's, I mean, it's weird, right? Fuck. Who are the Bengals picking here? Oh my God, I'm so nervous.
Yeah, so you're seeing a live.
I have no idea.
Very nervous Wick here. I have no idea who's going either.
I feel like it's going to be Mims or Troy Fatanu. Maybe. I don't know. That would be weird.
This is weird.
Not that having a white corner is weird, but it is.
It is weird, though. It is weird. It's objectively weird. Wow.
Fuck.
So,
fuck.
We're going to let Zwick freak out a little bit. We're going to take a break, and then
I'm
we'll
so
come
fucking
back
scared right now. All right.
Zwick did not want him. I wanted him. I'm actually pissed about this one, not going to lie, but that was literally the one guy you didn't want.
He was a massive human being.
He's so big. I really wanted him. I'm actually.
I like him. I do like him. I just, his injuries scare me a lot. He was very injured in college. He's very unreliable. But he is, I mean, you see it on the screen right now, 0 sacks allowed and 774 offensive snaps. So I can't hate on that. But
look at how long his fucking arms are in this video.
He's 6'7". Holy shit. All right,
6'7" and three quarters.
This guy's going to be the greatest offensive tackle in NFL history.
I'm actually pissed. I really wanted him, but I hope the Steelers get Troy Fontenot now. But
he is a big guy.
I watched a lot of Mims tape preparing for this draft because I thought the Steelers were going to take him, and he's good.
He does excite me. You're just
worried about the injuries.
I'm just worried about him getting injured all the time.
Oh, don't show this video of him at Tennessee. I know exactly what this video is. He fucking eats.
So I mean, protecting Joe Burrow is number one priority, and I'm glad they're prioritizing that, because if Joe Burrow is healthy, they can win any game. That's all that matters. So I'm happy with that. I wish it was Latham. I wish it was, I mean, obviously he's gone now, but I wish it would have been Latham or Byron Murphy or.
Well, Latham went like four, so
yeah, or Kuaga. But I'm okay with Amarius Mims.
I think you're gonna learn to love him.
Truly. I hope so.
He's gonna be good.
The Sixers covered.
He got a Bengals hat. Oh, there you go. Sixers covered. He got a Bengals hat very quickly. That's very impressive.
Oh yeah. All right. I'm all in. Amarius Mims, the next fucking Laramie Tunsil. I don't know. The next great offensive tackle.
There you go. All right. We're gonna take a break, and then we'll come back for the Rams pick.
Forgot about that.
That's pretty fun. They get their the Rams pick Jared Verse out of Florida State. I really liked him.
Who was thought to be a top five pick before this college football season. Didn't have his best last year, but
they get their Donald replacement, kind of.
A very talented pass rusher, a very talented player. Obviously was on that Florida State team that had such a good defense and such a good team overall. But I honestly like this. I mean, you needed pass rush help with Aaron Donald, obviously, you know, walking into the sunset. But I like Jared Verse. I'm surprised he went this far, honestly. I mean, obviously, it's such an offensive-heavy draft. But Jared Verse, obviously, you know, if you're watching, you see the get off on the screen. He's very quick off the ball, very good with his hands. Seeing him chase down Jaden Daniels is, you know, that's very hard to do.
Yeah, no, he's great. They got their semi. I mean, no one's going to be able to replace Aaron Donald, obviously, but they got someone who can go in there and, you know, make Rams fans excited. He's awesome. He's explosive, super fast, super powerful, and he's a great pick for them. I don't know what the Steelers are going to do. I think I want them to take Quinyon Mitchell or Terrion Arnold or Troy Fontenot or fucking Brian Thomas Jr. I think those are my four guys that I want them to take, but I don't know who the hell they're going to take. Jared Verse, however, great pick. His dad is absolutely yoked. Was not expecting that.
Oh God, he's nice. He looks like us.
Yeah, he looks just like Zwick and I. But yeah, Steelers on the clock. We'll come back when they make their pick. And then we're going to wrap it up at pick 20 because this is very long.
Didn't realize it would take over 2 hours.
Yeah, that was crazy. So yeah, we're going to wrap it up at pick 20, but we'll be back with the Steelers pick. Let's go! Oh, woo! He joins the Hawaiian line. Or not Hawaiian. Maybe Polynesian. I don't know. Him and the Herbig brothers. Or one of the Herbig brothers. Doesn't matter. Let's fucking go, dude. Let's go.
Let's go.
He's going to be a Pro Bowl guard.
He is a massive human being.
I love this pick, dude. I love this pick. I'm very excited. Let's fucking go. Yeah. Good shit.
I'm excited
to see where Brian Thomas goes.
Yeah, I think he could go 23 at Jacksonville.
Yeah, he definitely could. He could weirdly go to Miami, maybe.
That would be crazy.
That would be crazy. Yeah, Troy, Steelers needed an offensive lineman. I'm very happy they selected him. He's going to be awesome. Mel Kiper keeps saying he's going to be a Pro Bowl guard, so that makes me feel really good. And I didn't even put him on my like list of what I wanted just because I didn't even think he was going to be available. So I feel really happy.
That's the best feeling ever, then.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel happy. I'm glad we stayed up till pick 20. Zwick and I are absolutely beat. We're drunk at this point now. So we're going to call the pod here and we will try and record tomorrow and get another episode up. We're going to see like what we can do. But yeah, we're going to have our reactions to the draft and everything else. But yes, thank you for coming along for the ride with us. We'll be doing this every year. It's a lot of fun. Go Steelers, go Bengals. Yeah, best episode of the year for sure. Thank you all for listening. We'll be back later and peace.